This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. According to the Medrash Rabbah, the word V'eschanan, which has the gematria, the numerical value of 515, teaches us that Moshe davened to Hashem 515 tefillos to be permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe said V'eschanan el Hashem, and I davened to Hashem 515 tefillos to be permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael. The question is, why specifically 515 tefillos? What's the significance of 515? And the Bnei Shurim Brachas Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph answers with a beautiful calculation. The Meraglim returned with their evil report about Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. Since Klal Yisrael cried bitterly and refused to go to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem made a gzera that anyone between the age of 20 and 60 would die in the Midbar. Every year on the ninth day of Av, graves were dug and the people would sleep in them. In the morning, those who were alive would climb out of the graves, and those who had died would be buried where they were. And this went on for all the years in the Midbar. But something different happened in the 40th year. Graves were dug, but surprisingly, everyone came out alive. People began to wonder, maybe we miscalculated the days, and yesterday was not really the ninth day of Av. Therefore, they continued sleeping in their graves on the 10th day of Av, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th day of Av. When they noticed the full moon on the 15th day of Av, they were sure that the ninth day of Av had already passed, and obviously the gezerah was over. And that is why the 15th day of Av is a day of Yontif, because that was the day that they realized that the gezerah of the Meisei Midbar was over, and everyone who was alive today would come into Eretz Yisrael. It was on that day, the 15th day of Av, when Moshe started to daven that he too should enter Eretz Yisrael. Because if everyone else was entering, this is the perfect time for him to daven that he too should enter. The Hebrew calendar is based on a calculation that 6 months have 29 days and 6 months have 30 days. If we count the months of Elul, which follows Av, till the month of Adar, the month which Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, there are 6 months. Counting three of them as full months of 30 days, and three of them as incomplete months of 29 days, then there is a total of 177 days during those 6 months. Adding to this 16 days from the 15th day of Av until the 30th day of Av, and 7 days in Adar, the day of Moshe's death, there is a total of 200 days. A Jew davens three times a day. In each tefillah, he may include his own personal requests, except on Shabbos, when personal requests and personal needs are not mentioned in tefillah, as it says in the Yerushalmi Masechet Shabbos, and it is also brought in Shulchan Aruch. Since in a 200-day period, there are 28 Shabbosos, if you subtract 200 minus 28, 172 days remain, in which a person davening three times a day may include his own personal tefillahs, his own personal requests. So 172 days times three tefillahs equals 516 tefillahs over that time span. Moshe started to daven on the morning of the 15th day of Av. So we do not count the first possible tefillah on the night of the 15th of Av. So from the morning of the 15th of Av until the mincha of the 7th of Adar, Yom Ptiras Shel Moshe, equals exactly 515 tefillahs. And that is where the number 515 comes from. The tefillahs from the morning of the 15th of Av until the 7th of Adar equaled 515 tefillahs. V'eschanon, Bigamatria, 515. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says that everyone who worshipped Baal Peor died. Da'atem ha'devekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. However, those who did not worship Peor and stuck to Hashem, Chayim Kulchem Hayoim, are all alive today. The Panim Yafos, Daf Lamed, says a beautiful taich in this Pasuk. Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches says, Rifus Tehe L'Sorecha. It will be healthy for your body. And the Zohar says that this Pasuk is referring to reading Kriya Shema, because in Shema there are 248 words corresponding to the limbs of a man, the Ramach Evarim. And one who reads Shema Each word heals a limb. Each word heals one of the 248 Ramach Evarim. But actually, there are only 245 words in Shema. And in order to reach 248, the Chazan repeats the words Hashem Elokeichem and adds the word Emes to get the total of 248. When the Tzibur hears Hashem Elokeichem Emes from the Chazan, it is equivalent to them saying it individually. And they too have the total of 248. And therefore, everyone brings health to their body with the 248 words of Shema. The letters in the word Atem can be rearranged to spell the word Emes. Therefore, our Pasuk, says Dafla, is alluding to the teaching of the Zohar. The Atem, which spells Emes, Hadevekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, when it is attached and added to Hashem Elokeichem, so that you have Hashem Elokeichem Emes at the end of Shema, Chayim Kulchem Hayoim, will bring life to you, since all your Ramach Evarim will heal through the 248 words of Shema.